you were a boy, they're being replaced by wire, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
Most of them.
That's right.
Would they have a, would you have a notch in the things when you, I mean, how did they stay on top of each other like this, I wonder?
What do you mean?
Those.
Fifth rail.
Those rails.
Yes.
I wonder what made them stay together. Did they cut something out?
Well, yes, sir. That's right. Had a little block cut out of them, you know, where they fit down in there. And it wouldn't come out. They couldn't come out in the head, you know. Had to pick it up and get it out.
I see. So I wonder if they just put them this way, a bull could come along.
Yes,
and
that's what I'm talking about now. That's when you put it down there, you couldn't do that.
So they cut out a little piece from the end.
Yes,
sir.
That's right.
I'd like to ask you about different kinds of land that you remember. You probably remember how they used to clear land. Would you tell me about that? How would they go in and clear some land?
Well, we'd build axes. Point and brush, you know. Mule.
Would you call that new land? Is that
new ground.
New ground.
Yes. That's what we call it.
And suppose it was real wet, what would you do to get the water off?
To get the water off?
Yes.
Well, I tell you, when a lot of water was on it, you couldn't do nothing until the water get down, get off it. But then you get in there and ditch a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Make a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Spade and shovel.
And the ditch would
drain the water off.
Oh.
Many of them, you know, you see it grow men and then ditches, you know, with shovels, you know, and rubber boots on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ditch now like you used to got machines, you know, but you had to get a shovel, spade and get it out.
All by hand.
Yeah, by hand the whole time.
If you had some land down by a creek, what would that be? They call that swamp or bottom or?
Well, they call it, if you're in a low place, they call it bottom land.
Yeah, is that pretty good?
Yes, sir.
What would be swamp land then? Would that be they have more water on it than the bottom?
Well, it's a swamp land, they call it. It's more or less why they don't been clean up the swamp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, which it is, better land. I don't know why, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
Call it swamp land, you know, to clean up, you know, down in the swamp, you know.
Mm-hmm. And would you explain the difference between gumbo and buckshot? Do you use those words here?
Yes, sir. You use that.
I'm not sure what the difference is between, say, gumbo and buckshot and loam.
Prairie.
Could you explain the difference there? So.
Well, that gumbo land is kind of a waxy land. It ain't easy to work. It's this prairie land out there. What you said?
Was that buckshot?
Buckshot.
Oh, I see. So prairie land is buckshot land.
Yes, it ain't easy to work. You know, it ain't. That gumbo is sticky, like it stay together. You know, it ain't loose land.
Did you ever call it loam?
Sir?
Did you ever say loam?
Yes.
Is that buckshot or gumbo?
Well, I'd call it buckshot.